Przeprowadziłam też krótką rozmowę z moją koleżanką z roku. Ona jest z południowej Afryki i mówi, że tam dużo właśnie ludzi wyznaje islam i ona jest jedną z nich. Ona żadnego hidżabu nie nosi, jest biała i jest tak bardzo wierząca, że wszystko dosłownie praktykuje. Jest tak dobrą osobą, nikomu żadnej krzywdy by nie zrobiła. Ma też chłopaka, który jest muzułmaninem. Też powiedziała, że nie wyobraża sobie, żeby wychowywać swoje dziecko w innej kulturze, bo dla niej to by było trudne, ponieważ nie chce dziecku mieszać w głowie.
I feel like it's very important that you keep to your religion, because it's important. It says a lot about you and your family before. Yes, I do believe that it's a free choice for everyone, but unfortunately, if you're born a Muslim, you have to stay a Muslim. Well, my mom is very open-minded. She wouldn't mind. But obviously my grandparents, because they're very strict, they would prefer it to be a Muslim guy. It just makes it easier. It's not like they discriminate or anything. Like, you don't know. Whoever you fall in love with, you fall in love with at the end of the day. Actually, you know, in Islam, you're not really supposed to have boyfriends. You're only supposed to really, like, meet the guy and then see if it's okay, then get married. But because of our generation today, you're forced to actually date, to actually, because you don't really get that much information from just meeting someone like that. But yeah, I think it's fine. My cousin, she's a Muslim, and she's dating a guy who's not Muslim, and she's planning to marry him. So I feel like as long as it's okay, like, that he is willing to change, I think it will be fine.